entrepreneurs should look to mindfulness to help deal with the stressors of their startup. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Louise Kelly, professor of management at the University of Laverne, details the ways focusing on the present moment can help keep things in perspective.
Mindfulness is the psychological process of focusing on the present moment through meditation and other practices. It's been well documented to decrease stress and burnout in the workplace. And while more than 35% of U.S. employers include mindfulness training and practices, it's not widely embraced by a highly productive and stressed population, our entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs often work 80-plus hours weekly to launch and establish a business. Dr. Marina Dorian and I have focused on mindfulness for more than 20 years. We combined our expertise to examine the effects of increased mindfulness on entrepreneurs. It is crucial for entrepreneurs to be alert for opportunities. But when they're suffering from stress, the fight-or-flight response narrows their field of vision. Mindfulness widens that field. Then entrepreneurs can scan their environment with better awareness, allowing them to spot opportunities for their business. Entrepreneurs who are under pressure to produce results can become tempted to cut corners and make unethical decisions. Our research showed that mindfulness increases self-compassion. We argue that increased self-compassion translates into greater compassion for others, which can significantly impact ethical decision-making. Mindfulness can ultimately help entrepreneurs better understand and be aware of their own thought processes, a concept called metacognition. In addition to ethical decision-making, heightened awareness of opportunities, and decreased burnout, we expect that future research will reveal more benefits to entrepreneurs and others through mindfulness.
That was Louise Kelly of the University of Laverne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.